Our friend Roger Rashid's got a daughter who's 9, just wants to play tennis with her friends, and even at that age can't play against boys, which is strange because in other sports you can, even footy and basketball,
yep.
where there's contact involved, and in tennis where obviously there's not. It can't happen. It just doesn't seem right.
All right. Well, I know young India had to play tennis or wanted to play tennis over the weekend. Let's find out what happened. Roger Rashid, good morning.
Good morning, Ruan Ditz. Yeah, look, it's an interesting topic. It's one that's I've had to stumble across without actually looking for it, to be honest, because my daughter did play with the boys last year. And then once you go up a grade and you use a normal ball, apparently then it's, you've got to go into a different, you've got to go into the female competition. And I didn't like the ruling. I thought it's archaic. And I just really feel strongly that tennis at junior level should be a mixed. It just should be a mixed competition. You know, you can field whatever teams you like, and if it happens on the Saturday that you're playing against some girls or boys, well, that's it, and there's your opponent up the other end, and have a game of tennis.
What are the Tennis Association or whoever they are saying about these rules?
Look. You know, I threw an olive branch out to the Eastern District Tennis Association, and disappointingly, they basically put the wall up. And didn't want to engage in any conversation around participation. My agenda was not about my daughter or Roger Rashid. It was purely about holistically the tennis model. And so, because I can see where it's going compared to a lot of other sports nationally. And
what do you reckon it's going backwards, do you, Rog?
Oh, I think they're in quicksand, to be honest. I mean, you know, it's a hard sport for young kids to enjoy in the sense of, you know, you play on your own. If you play with your mates, and you lose a game of footy by 15 goals, you walk off with your mates and you're sort of all happy, you know, you're talking away. But when you play one-on-one and if you don't get coaching and you're losing 6-love, 6-1, and that happens, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks in a row, you sort of go to your parents and go, I don't really like this. Mm. So it's really important to be with your friends and play sort of that team environment in junior competition and not be pushed around in other areas. But look, also I'm big on the equality side. This is more about where's the equality? Where are we about teaching boys the interaction with the girls and the respective girls? You know, you've got daughters. So you get what that equality is really important. And I was disappointed. My daughter went. You know, courtesy to the club, did a great thing. They stood their ground. And the team wanted her to play on the weekend, and the parents, and so they just picked her. And unfortunately, a mother, which I found mind-boggling from the opposition team, once the doubles was played, made a big song and dance about the fact that there was a girl playing in the competition. And
someone's complained.
Yeah, there's a lady that complained, and I tried to talk her through it and say, you know, but it was constantly, oh, look, there's a rule in place, Roger, and I said, yeah, well, you know, that's a rule that's archaic. We just want kids to play, don't we? She happened to, obviously my daughter was about to play her son, and she said she didn't like it, and so I said, okay, that's fine. If you guys don't like it, that's fine. I'll pull my daughter out, and she'll miss playing, and that's fine. So
Roger,
we'll
I don't need to speak for you. You're big enough to speak up for yourself. But, Roo, that's like, what if I looked out the back window at your place? Would I say, hang on, girls, 9-year-olds and boys, don't play together. I want, you know, girls up one end of the pool and boys up the other.
Tricky situation for
boys and
you,
girls
Rod,
of 9-year-old not being allowed to. This mother has said, I don't want my son playing a girl and they're 9 years of age.
Technically, she's right, but everyone's in a horrible situation. Should this be taken up with something nationally, though, Rog?
Yeah, look, I've done that already, and I've spoken to the state body. I think there needs to be a holistic change in the way junior tennis is played. So I'm really strong about that. As I said, it's not. I was never about pushing. You know, if my daughter wasn't able to play this year, so be it. She wasn't going to play tennis at all, and so we were comfortable with that. It wasn't what you'd want as a parent, obviously, but it was never about my agenda. And as I said to this lady, I said, listen, you know what? This is a great time today. You can actually educate your son. And just say, son, doesn't matter who's up the other end. It's a game of tennis we're playing. Go out and play. But that it went the other way, look, which is disappointing. And I feel sorry for her that she couldn't see the big picture of what we're trying to do here. And I just think it's just really important that both the girls and boys can mix and play each other, and also especially for young boys to actually learn how to treat girls and treat women, because we do have an issue, right now in this country and around the world about how that works. And we can actually, you know, sport's a great tool, as you guys know, for life education. And I think we've got an opportunity there. And that's really been my agenda.